Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries Podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Today's meditation is a word on obedience. Scripture reference is taken from Psalms 119, verse 44, from the New Living Translation, and reads thusly, "I will keep on obeying your instructions forever and ever." The word of the Lord. The word obedience comes from the root or the base word obey. According to the definition from Oxford Languages, obey means to comply with a command, a direction, or a request of a person or a law. It means to behave in accordance with a general principle or a natural law. Obedience means compliance with an order, request, law, or submission to another's authority. Now, when we read in Ephesians chapter 6, the first verse, children are asked to obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right. And this passage of scripture is taken from the NIV translation, which means children should obey while living under their parents' care. Now, what is the biblical definition of obedience? Well, the Bible tells us to hear God's word, trust God's word, and for us to submit and surrender to God and his word. Have you ever thought about how many times obedience is mentioned in the Bible? Well, evidence reveals that in the King James Version, the word obedience appears a total of 12 times. And scripture teaches us the importance of obedience to God. Jesus calls us to obey. He was the perfect example of obedience. And if we, as a Christian, we live to obey him because we love him. We worship God through Jesus in our obedience. God rewards or blesses obedience. And who doesn't like rewards and blessings? Through our obedience, we prove our love to God. We demonstrate our faith in God when we obey him. And many of us throughout our lifetime have heard, particularly during most of our lives, that obedience is better than sacrifice. And this is a scripture reference from the Old Testament found in 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verses 22 and 23. Disobedience to God leads ultimately to sin, and it leads to death. It's only through obedience that we can experience the blessings of holy living. The words obey and obedience occur numerous times throughout the Bible. Scripture says in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, "He who has ears, let him hear. Listen to the preached word. Listen to the reading of the Holy Scriptures." Children, listen to and obey your parents in the Lord. Trust God's word. Believe it as truth. Submit or yield to God's power and authority. Surrender. Give yourself up to the power of God and his word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are a magnificent teacher. We haven't always followed your instructions, and we are thankful for your forgiveness of our disobedience. Asking right now, O Lord, that he who has ears, let him hear. Every person, believers, non-believers, every age group, tongue, ethnicity, creed, and color, become as your obedient child. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. The closing song is entitled, "God's Only Wish is for Man to Listen and Obey," by the Church of Almighty God.
Since God created the world many years ago, he's done a great amount of work on this earth. He suffered the worst of humanity's rejection and experienced numerous slanders. No one welcomed God's arrival on earth. They all brushed him off with such disregard. He suffered thousands of years of hardship. Man's conduct long ago broke his heart. He no longer pays attention to man's rebellion, but plans to transform and cleanse them instead. God's only wish is for man to listen and obey, to feel ashamed before his flesh and not resist. All he wishes for everyone, for all of us today, is to simply believe he exists. God in the flesh has suffered enough derision and experienced exclusion and crucifixion. He has also endured the worst of man's world. there to behold this. He threw back his head and shut his eyes to await the return of his beloved son.
God's only wish is for man to listen and obey, to feel ashamed before his flesh and not resist. All he wishes for everyone, for all of us today,
is to
simply believe he exists.
God stopped asking more of man long ago. Price he paid is already too high, and yet mankind continues to rest easy.
To God's work they just turn a blind eye. God's only wish is for man to listen and obey, to feel ashamed before his flesh and not resist. All he wishes for everyone, for all of us today, is to simply believe he exists.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.